The Bloomington Normal NAACP says COVID-19's heavy toll on Black America is just a symptom of many underlying injustices.
Corona has told us you got to change.
That's NAACP Branch President Linda Foster. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, April 10th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. But now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. There were six new cases of COVID-19 reported locally yesterday, bringing the county's total to 69. 30 people have recovered, 32 are isolating at home, and 5 are still hospitalized. As in other parts of the country, Black residents in McLean County are being disproportionately represented in those numbers. About one-third of all confirmed COVID-19 patients here are Black. That's 4 times their share of the general population. The Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP says it's concerning and a symptom of long simmering injustices in the community. Carla Campbell Jackson is first vice president of NAACP here. She says Black and brown people have long faced limited options for health care, groceries, and housing. Coronavirus exploited all of it.
Sometimes it takes a disaster like this to shed light on what we've always been talking about.
NAACP branch president Linda Foster says it's sad that it's taken the coronavirus to talk about the issues that put Black people at risk.
Corona has told us you got to change.
Campbell Jackson says low-wage jobs also increase exposure. She says COVID-19 is a reminder of how connected we all are.
When you go through the Walmart checkout line, guess what? You can be as white as snow, but there's a chance that you might be impacted.
Meanwhile, federal funding for the COVID-19 drive-up testing site in Bloomington will continue through the end of next month. Congressman Darren LaHood says the site is a national model.
Listen, I hope we don't need this facility through the end of May, but having that additional federal funding to keep it operating, keep it running, I think gives everybody reassurance.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services funding for the site had been set to end on Friday. LaHood and Congressman Roddy Davis say the site still has to fill out paperwork requesting the federal money, but a planned transition to state-only support will be delayed. The site is open from 9 to 5 every day. You just need symptoms, go there to be tested. Not even that for healthcare workers and first responders. Looking further down the road, concerts, festivals, and other large events could be called off this summer. Governor J.B. Pritzker says event organizers need to think seriously about cancellations, as restrictions could still be in place to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Until we have a vaccine, which is months and months away, I would not risk having large groups of people getting together anywhere. And I think that's hard for everybody to hear, but that's just a fact.
However, Pritzker says there's early evidence that Illinois is reducing the growth in new cases and deaths. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports the total confirmed cases statewide now tops 16,000, and deaths number around 530. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington technology firm Mavidia claims in a federal lawsuit that one of its former top employees stole its secret customer list and used it to bolster his own competing company. Fire forced evacuation of the Marriott Hotel in Uptown Normal yesterday morning, heavily damaged a coffee and souvenir shop inside. The hotel remains open and there were no injuries. And ISU is moving its summer classes and its preview orientation program online because of the coronavirus. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Illinois Wesleyan University has sent the results of a faculty-driven evaluation of its academic programs to students and families. The exercise includes significant changes that could result in layoffs. It comes as the university also deals with COVID-19. Charlie Schlenker spoke to Illinois Wesleyan President George Nugent about what it's meant so far for the bottom line.
I think it will not surprise you that we, like every other college and university in the country, will feel this in our bottom line, as you said. We will realize some extra expenses, undoubtedly. perhaps chief among those is the refunds for room and board that were prorated for our students who are no longer living on campus. And there will be a number of other costs associated with the technology that we're needing to provide and things like that. At the same time, there will also naturally be some savings that we recognize. For example, no one is traveling these days.
You had also been doing a larger, more comprehensive visioning exercise, as many institutions are doing, because of the coming enrollment cliff in about 3 years, where the numbers of graduating high school seniors are to drop significantly. What do you anticipate the cuts and realignments will do on that front?
Well, I should say that you're absolutely right to note that many colleges and universities have undertaken this kind of program evaluation, or some are calling it prioritization or whatever. I would first step back for a moment and say that this actually isn't only about cuts. I think that these kinds of initiatives are motivated in part just by a changing context that is not only the demographics that you cite, that the number of high school graduates is declining, particularly in the Midwest. But there are so many other factors at play as well. The global financial situation, which has had somewhat destabilized earlier and now has done so much more with COVID. As well, there's a changing demographic that isn't only about declining numbers of students, but a declining makeup of the student body. First-generation students are going to be in much greater, much more visible than they were before, perhaps. And then also there's the changing, the ways in which information technologies of different sorts have changed the way everyone gains access to information. And since colleges and universities are partly about information and knowledge, that inevitably needs to change us. So I think we're looking at this kind of overall evaluation in part simply to be cognizant of what we will need to be in the future, and that will entail some changes in the students that we teach, in the ways that we teach, in the subjects that we teach.
You can read the rest of this interview and learn about specific program changes being considered at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is not doing his open house today. They're suspended because of COVID-19. Most city services are actually closed today for Good Friday. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.